Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing good this morning. Joey, how are you?
I'm well. Are you somewhere on the East Coast? Are you protected from Hurricane Irene?
I'm heading 401 East, just going past Kennedy Road right now.
Oh, you're so fine.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, actually. As my voice, you can tell, is a little raspy. I just finished a four-day hockey school back in Michigan. I came back last night, and my son's in a tournament out at the Powerade Center starting this afternoon. So I'm coaching that, so I'm real excited about that.
Your voice is raspy because you were yelling at kids, isn't it?
At a hockey school, is that okay? I got to fill the hockey school part in. They don't listen.
No,
they had 6-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and it was a grinding and grueling and demanding 4 days, but it was great. It was a great camp. We had myself, Darren McCarty, Kirk Mulpey were involved. Brian Smolinski was on the ice with us.
Hold on a second. The grind line was back together?
The grind line was reunited, for a four-day hockey camp. Man, you know what? It was awesome. I had, some of my, I keep saying some of my teammates, but I got to throw in some of my former teammates. I got to get caught up on that. Dan Cleary, Jacob Kindle, Nick Lidstrom, Thomas Holmstrom, and Patrick Eves dropped by to see the kids and sign some autographs and take some pictures, which was awesome. Two guys that ran the camp, Mark Cadot and Andy Paquette, these two guys out of Windsor were awesome. So we had a great 4 days, had 140 kids, and it was fun to be a part of something like that.
Hockey players are great that way. They'll show up, they'll work with kids, they'll sign autographs, and they're happy to do it. It's unbelievable. And not to say that other pro sports don't have that, but for some reason, hockey, specifically in Southern Ontario, I just feel that there's this kind of brotherhood there, and they feel like it's almost that it's their duty to a certain degree. How thrilled were the kids, and how thrilled are the kids when they see players like this show up?
Unbelievable. And, like you said, it is so true, and I think we all realize how fortunate we are. I mean, we were in their skates when they were 6, 7, 8 years old, and our dream was to be NHL hockey players, and, we were fortunate enough to live out that dream, and now you want to, be around the kids and give back, and that's what everybody does, no matter where you are, like you said, throughout. And I mean, I had Nick Lidstrom, won another Norris Trophy, and, I asked him if he could come in and sign autographs. I'm like, Nick, I'll have you in and out in an hour, I promise, the kids would love it, an hour's up, and I'm like, okay, here, we're gone, and he's like, no, it's, I'm good, and he stuck around for, probably about 30 more minutes and made sure that, he was able to talk to as many kids as he could, take pictures, sign autographs. And I mean, it's just amazing what hockey players will do. And, that's why, we all say it. It's the greatest sport, and certainly with the greatest people.
Tell us about your new role with the Detroit Red Wings. Chris Draper is now the special assistant to the general manager, which sounds like quite the title.
It is kind of a flattering title, isn't it? I think that's the one thing that made it a little bit easier to walk away from the game. I was really not sure what I was going to do, at the beginning of the summer. I, really wanted to play, and then you kind of start talking about it with your family, thinking about it, realizing, I am 40 years old. We got some great young hockey players coming up in our organization. And, then I talked to Kenny and just said, let's say I don't play, then what? And he basically said, he goes, you can work with me, you can work with Jim Nill. Do you want to get into coaching? Do you want to get into scouting, player development, and that kind of stuff? And, after speaking with Kenny, he basically said, he goes, why don't you work with me, see how basically everything works behind the scenes, how a contract gets done, through the trade deadline. Next summer I'll be a part of the draft and free agency. I'm going to go meet all our top prospects. I'm going to go watch the World Junior Hockey Championships. But the one thing that he said, he's like, listen, you're just finishing 20 years of some pretty demanding time. Your family has sacrificed a lot. if your kids have something going on, if my daughters have something going on, or if my son has a hockey game, you know, go to that. Be a part of that. But if it's a night off, go watch a hockey game. Go watch, you know, Windsor, Plymouth, Saginaw, Michigan, Michigan State, whatever it might be. So, you know, that's kind of really what it is, just really introducing myself to the other side of the game. It's a terrific opportunity to be able to walk into the front office, and I get to share a desk with our good friend Chris Chelios.
I was going to bring that up, by the way. If you're just tuning in, Chris Draper is with us, just retired from the Detroit Red Wings now, special assistant to the GM. And so I saw Chelly in L.A., and I told him that that I was going to have you on the show. He's like, yeah, tell him thanks for taking my job.
Well, I already said it. I mean, Chelly, well, it was Stevie's office first, and then when Stevie left to Tampa, Chelly got it. It's the biggest office that we have. So I just kind of said, listen, let me just put up some pictures, and, you know, you have half the desk, I have the other half. We'll work together and have some fun with it. So, you know, now I get to spend more time with Chelly, and I mean, we'll make some trips to Grand Rapids. He's obviously, you know, gonna, you know, has a huge impact on our defense, you know, our young defenseman, and, you know, what a great, great person for that. You know, so I think, you know, gonna spend some more time with him as well. And, just kind of, you know, really just kind of feel out, the other side, the front office side. And that's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to. You know, I realize how much I am going to miss playing, especially I think now it's kind of, you know, coming, you know, it's going to be a reality check when, you know, I head down to Joe Louis next week and, you know, the guys are skating and I'm kind of, you know, in my office or sitting in the stands watching them get ready for training camp. I think that's really when it's going to hit me that I'm no longer playing and, you know, I'm going to realize, you know, how much I'm going to miss it. But, you know, I'm going to be busy. I got a lot of, looking forward to doing a lot of stuff with my family and certainly doing some stuff with Ken Holland and Jim Nill and, you know, two of the greatest that that I get to work with and learn from. And I'm very fortunate to be able to have that opportunity.
I just got a text message from Nick Kiprios, and he wanted to know in the ranking of your career highlights where playing with him in the Q Cup with ranks. So when you play, when we did that charity game back, I think it was like 92, 93 with the
Varsity Arena, right?
Yeah, Varsity Arena. We did it during the was it a lockout or a strike? It was a lockout, right?
Yeah. It was a lockout. Yeah.
It was a lockout, and we organized a charity game, and the late great Peter Zezel was involved. It was actually
unbelievable
for a charity, and then and Nick Kiprios, Nick hadn't even played for the Leafs yet, so it was the Leafs and former Leafs versus the rest of the NHL. So it was guys like Dave Andrechuk, Doug Gilmore, Nick Borshevsky, Felix Potvin against, you know, you and Adam Foote. Adam Foote had just come into the league, and Kiprios was the other team. So he wanted to know where that ranked in your career highlights.
Well, I'll be honest, when, you know, I think myself, you, and Kipper were aligned, I would have rather passed the puck to you than Nick Kiprios. So that's probably...
He's probably not going to take that. He's probably not going to take that too. I imagine a follow-up text message any second now, and I'll read it to you when I get it. But you've done a ton of charity work, though, over the course of your career.
You know what, Kipper... you know, what a great guy. And, you know, I talked to him when I retired, and he had been, you know, has been so good to me throughout my career with, you know, a lot of positive reports and said a lot of good things about me. And I appreciate what Nick certainly did for me and, you know, his friendship for sure. So we had a lot of fun. But, you know, the charity side of it, you know, I think it's, you know, it comes back to, you know, kind of like doing hockey schools. I think you realize, you know, how fortunate we are. And, you know, one of my highlights that I had 2008 after we won the Stanley Cup was, you know, to be able to bring the Stanley Cup into Sick Kids Hospital here in Toronto. And, you know, I spent 3-4 hours with, you know, so many kids and, you know, just, if you can just put a smile on their face or distract them for, you know, what they're going through just for a little bit, you know, is something special. And, you know, I can't even imagine what they're going through, what their parents are going through. And, you know, so anytime I get an opportunity to help out like that, I certainly do. And I can be honest, most of the funny thing was, is most of the kids were looking for the Toronto Maple Leafs on the Stanley Cup. You know, they wanted to see the Maple Leafs. And, you know, here I am, you know, being a Detroit Red Wing, and they just wanted to know where the Toronto Maple Leafs were. So unbelievable loyalty everywhere in the city for the Maple Leafs, no doubt.
Speaking of loyalty, you're in an organization that is run by Mike and Marian Ilitch. They are single owners. Large criticism in Toronto is it's a faceless organization as far as the owners go, and they're it's a group of people who run it for the teachers' pension fund. The Ilitches have been front and center with that organization since they took it over and took it from being an also-ran into one of the great organizations in pro sports. And in the front office, you know, you're the latest example of them taking care of their own. And not to say that the Leafs don't do that, because, you know, the Leafs have brought back, they have Wendell Clark in the organization, they have Daryl Sittler in the organization, and they have a huge front office as well. But, you know, Chris Chelios, executive advisor to the general manager, Yuri Fisher, who unfortunately had to retire way before he should have, director of player development. You're the latest example of the Detroit Red Wings taking care of their own. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can't say enough about Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch. You know, first of all, you know, when I did decide to retire, you know, I asked Ken Holland for their phone number. I wanted to talk to them and thank them and let them hear from me for everything that they have done for me and my family and all my teammates. I mean, it's amazing. They just, you know, they just treat us with class. You know, especially I played, obviously, you know, before the lockout came in, and that was a time where, you know, they would put in, you know, at the trade deadline, you knew money wasn't an option, and they were going to put in as many, get no matter who they could, to make their team better. You know, the 1 year in 2002 when we went out and signed Brett Hull, Luke Robitaille, traded for Dominic Hasek, you know, they were going to, you know, anyone that was up, they were going to make a financial commitment to make our team better. And that's exactly what they did. But just, you know, great people. You know, I was, you know, very flattered that both Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch were at my press conference when I retired. And it just shows you how much they care about their players and their team. And they certainly take care of us. And you can even add two more names. You know, Chris Osgood retired this year. He's going to work with our goalies and be on staff with that. And Kirk Maltby is one of our head scouts as well. So, they certainly go above and beyond, and, you know, as players, you know, we show loyalty during our playing days and playing careers, and as soon as it's over, they certainly, you know, step up and show that loyalty right back, and that's what makes it such a special place to play.
Before we let you go, you were involved in one of the most, you know, violent incidences in the league with Claude Lemieux. There's so much talk about headshots and violence in the game, and we know that it's the fastest sport in the world that doesn't use an engine, and it's a sport that in a split second your life can change if you're a player. Tell me about your take. What does Chris Draper think of the current state of hockey, the current state of discipline? Your friend, your good friend and teammate Brendan Shanahan, now taking over, and he's going to be on later in the show, now taking over as the head disciplinarian, and he's done a lot already to make the game better and more accountable. What's your take on the current state of the NHL regarding headshots, regarding injuries, regarding equipment, and regarding the safety of the players?
Yeah, I mean, it is such a fast game. And these guys, you know, now they're so big, strong, fast, and it is a physical game. I think the one thing is, you know, just have a little bit more respect for one another. You know, there's plenty of opportunities and plenty of chances to finish checks, to, you know, good, clean, hard checks, you know, and the headshots, I mean, you know, let's face it, we need Sidney Crosby in the league. We need Steven Stamkos, Pavel Datsyuk, Henrik Zetterberg. We want these guys playing. People want to come see them play. And you know, when a guy like Crosby's not playing, it hurts our game. You know, and those are the things that I think as players, that if we just realize that, you know, there's so many ample opportunities to get, you know, when you're playing against the best players, you want to hit them. You want to finish their checks, but there's a right way to do it. And if we just respect each other just a little bit more, I think that kind of is going to clean up a lot of things. And I think that's, you know, that's probably the one thing that I would say is just have a little bit more respect for one another. It's the greatest game. It's the fastest game. We have such great athletes, you know, and let the best players go out and be the best players and play night in and night out. because that's what this game deserves and that's what the people want to see.
Chris Draper, thank you very much for being with us this morning, and good luck with your new role with the Detroit Red Wings. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Joey. Appreciate it.